Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. 4:30 p.m. here on a Saturday. Final game, getting ready to get started. Central Catholic Knights going to wear the dark blue jersey. They'll wear the white pants. They'll wear the white hat. And we'll mention the University High School. University High School going to wear the white uniforms. Going to use it the sleeve, half sleeve right there out of the shoulder. They'll wear the dark blue. And we'll mention, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO and Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful, and we'll mention this game, getting ready to get started. Central Catholic on the diamond. They're getting warmed up right now. The pitcher for Central Catholic in this ballgame is going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer's a senior. He'll do the pitching. His battery partner at home plate, the catcher, Jackson Kane, he'll wear number 3. At first base, it's going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, another senior, he'll wear number 18. At second base, Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. I think I misspoke there. T.J. Bell, number 18. At first base, number 12, Owen Munn. At second base, at shortstop, Evan Deanhart. He'll wear number 24. At third base, Hudson Gutwein. He'll wear number 9. At left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. In right field, it'll be 34, Keaton Brooks. Let's throw the ball around the infield. We'll mention in the previous contest here, of the 1:30 game, it was University High School capturing the win over Frankfort 5-4. We'll mention, my wife back home, she wants a sound check, and best I can do is sound check, getting ready to start the ball game. Getting ready to step in for University. The leadoff batter at 4:31 is going to be number 20, Jake Hooker will be the pitcher of record in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch comes in outside a ball. Ryan Schumer peering in. Here comes the second pitch to Hooker. Swung on and take one to center field. Going to back up Bren Robbins. He'll make the catch over his right shoulder. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. So we got a thumbs up. My wife is hearing the ball game now. That's nice. We do appreciate her listening because sometimes it just doesn't work out, and dropping a signal is not fun for me. So jumping into a bat right now, number 14 for University Trailblazers, Jimmy Caldwell, to play shortstop in the ball game. First pitch outside a ball. So peering in, looking at signals, Ryan Schumer. Final game here today on the diamond at Central Catholic High School. He's going to float one to right field. Going to back him up. Straight back, he'll make the catch. That's Keaton Brooks for the Knights. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Got a blue sky, got some clouds scattered out. What a nice day to play baseball. Wind's blowing a little bit. It's blowing out to the left center. Not a whole lot. But I'm stepping into bat, the three-hitter for University. Number 11, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue will play first base for the Trailblazers. Pitch comes in, wide right. Going to get by Jackson Kane. Difficult. Going to be a wild pitch for Ryan Schumer. Down goes 1-0. Here comes the second pitch from Schumer. High and tight, Seth Hogue. Two balls, no strikes. He'll step back in, right-handed batter's box. Here comes a wind from Schumer, the 2-0 pitch. Again, high and tight, looking for that release point. Looking to find it. He'll step back in. Three balls, no strikes. Third batter in the inning, two away here in the top of the first. Pitch comes in, right down Meridian. Hogue is taking all the way. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Schumer. Breaking pitch. Horseshoes the plate. About the best way to pronounce that. Pitch came in. Curveball. kind of went around the plate for ball four. So he'll jog down to first base. Seth Hogue is aboard. And next batter in the lineup going to be the four-hitter. They wear number 25, Gustavo Padron. Gustavo Padron, he'll be the catcher. He's a left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Ryan Schumer. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Gustavo Padron. Thankful got pronunciations from Coach Scott Shirley before the ball game. Here comes the pitch. Inside edge, strike call. Padron kind of hugging the plate a little bit. He thought that one was in the batter's box with him. The umpire thought different. One ball, one strike. Runner at first base, Seth Hogue. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on to go to center field. Coming in to make the catch is Bren Robbins. He'll have to come in a pretty long way. He'll dive forward and make the final out. And then one runner left on base. And that was a walk. And Central Catholic going to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. We'll talk a little bit about each school. Bottom of the first, Knight's going to bat. We'll talk about University High School. University High School, they went to warmer weather first four games of the season, just like Central Catholic. And they went to warmer weather, and each team came up with losses in their first three outings. And then that final fourth outing, Central Catholic got a win. I believe it was 11-1. And right there, University got a win, 10-3, over Dyersburg in Tennessee. So both teams went to warmer climate, came back 1-1-3 on the season. Trailblazers just won the previous game here versus Frankfort. They are now 4-4. University High School, we'll mention the Trailblazers. They have a 115-acre campus right there. They have a school enrollment of 352. Their school was founded in 2000, the year 2000. Class 2A, sectional 43. There are six in their sectional. They are Cascade, Covenant Christian, Indianapolis Cardinal Ritter, Riverside, Sheridan Blackhawks, and the University Trailblazers. The head of schools is Alicia LeMagadon. That's the best I can do without asking somebody pronunciation. Athletic director is John Walls. The assistant AD is Rhonda Walls. We'll mention University High School of Indiana. They're located 2825 West 116th Street, Carmel, Indiana, 46032. You can dial them up at 317-733-4475. You can go on the web. You can get information. Go to info@universityhighschool.org. They perform in the Pioneer Conference. There are 11 teams at the top, 3-0, 5-2-1. Greenwood Christian Academy followed up by University High School. Bethesda Christian, Liberty Christian, Seton Catholic, Anderson Prep Academy, Indianapolis Shortridge, Muncie Burris, Central Christian Academy, and Park Tudor along with International. First pitch comes in, a ball inside. In the batter's box, Owen Munn. He'll take a swing at pitch number two. Count goes 1-1. Head coach of University High School is Coach Chris Estep. He's an 85 graduate from Carmel High School. As Owen Munn takes a pitch, two balls, one strike. And the next game on the agenda, we'll not be able to present that to you. We will one moment here. Pitch comes in low. Count goes 3-1. University High School will play Monday, the 17th, coming right at 5:30. University will be at Western Boone. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Owen Munn. He'll foul one right side out of play. That's going to be captured there by the net above the dugout, first base dugout, occupied by the Knights. Here comes the pitch, 3-1, 3-2. It's going to get by the glove of catcher Gustavo Padron, and it's going to be a walk down to first base for the one-hitter, Owen Munn. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Two-hitter, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Teinhardt in the earlier game today. Evan Teinhardt, one at bat. He scored a run. He got one RBI. He's going to bump one left side down the third baseline. Couldn't pick it up. Difficult pickup, and it's probably going to go in the book as a hit, and that's what the scoreboard reads. So two aboard for the Knights. At second base, Owen Munn. At first base, Evan Teinhardt. Next batter for the Knights is going to be number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell in the earlier game this morning, I should say yes, this morning, three at-bats, two RBI. He scored a run. He had one hit. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Here's the pitch. Nice pitch right down Meridian. Might have had a bit of a slider. Might have been a two-fingered fastball. Count goes 0-1. Working from the stretch, checking second base. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. T.J. Bell. The pitch is a bit upstairs. And they're not going to check. It was not real close. Count goes 1-1. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Two runners aboard. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning for the Knights. Pitch comes in. He'll foul one back out of play. They're going to say catcher's interference on the swing. Evidently, the glove of catcher Gustavo Padron was a bit protruding closer to home plate, and as C.J. Bell swung, he tipped the glove, which is an automatic, to first base. I'm not sure if that goes in the book as a hit, but he goes to first base. Now bases are loaded for the Knights. Ryan Schumer, the four-hitter, peering in. Here comes the wind and the delivery from Hooker. Right down Meridian, strike called. Jake Hooker, where's number 20? Jake Hooker, he's a senior, 6'2", 190. He also plays shortstop. Swing and a miss. Ryan Schumer, count goes 0-2. Ryan Schumer in the earlier game did homer. Right center field, here's the 0-2. Outside of ball, trying to make him fish. Working that outside pitch. Count goes 1-2 to Ryan Schumer. Base is loaded. Nice loads that got the bases loaded on them at Benton Central last week. I should say, yeah, I'll call it last week and during this week. It was at Benton Central. They loaded up the first three. Four-hitter came up there, Adrian. And he hit one out in the left field, a grand slam. Breaking pitch, back door, high for ball three. Count goes 3-2. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Looking at signals, Jake Hooker peering in. And here comes the wind, the 3-2 pitch. Check swings. They're going to call him out. And I believe the check swing of each drop third strike bases occupied. So good not running on the drop third. There's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. So stepping into bat for the Knights, number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur during the DHing. He's batting in place of defensive player Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks in right field. First pitch comes in. Strike called. No balls, one strike. One out. Here's the pitch from Hooker. He's going to take a drive to center field. Going to be right at the center fielder, Sam Woodward, tagging at third base. There'll be no throw at the plate. Owen Munn will dive head first anyway. First run of the ball game. Going to be off the bat. I should say an RBI off the bat of Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur leads the team in RBI. He now has 14. He's way up above the net. As I look down here, I see T.J. Bell has 9. So Ben Mazur swinging a good bat. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Outside edge, they'll call a strike. No balls, one strike, two outs, one run in. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Jackson Kane looks at a breaking pitch, broke right across the dish. Count goes 0-2. Jackson Kane, three at bats in the earlier game. He got one hit. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball right at home plate. And there's going to be another tip glove tip glove right there, Gustavo Padron. He took a pretty good brunt of that one. And he's going to hold that left hand. He's got the red batting glove on there. But as Jackson Kane swung, that was more evidence. I believe a lot of fans could hear that one. So Coach Chris Eastep is going to come out. He's going to talk to the umpire. He's going to talk to his catcher, Gustavo Padron. And they're going to talk things over right there. He's going to check on his catcher, first and foremost. Checking with him. I'll mention Coach Chris Eastep. He's the owner of Round Tripper Sports Academy right there in Westfield. We'll talk more about that as the game goes along. They're checking on him right there, Gustavo Padron, the catcher. He wears number 25. And Coach Eastep giving him some pointers. Maybe he's reaching for the baseball. As a catcher, you don't want to reach too much. As usually an umpire, he might have already warned him and said, hey, don't be reaching for the baseball. Let the ball come to your glove. So bases are loaded. Two outs. Stepping in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins has a home run on the season. Pitch comes in right down Meridian. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Bases loaded. Two outs, bottom of the first. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Nice to have one run in here in the bottom of the first. Owen Munn scores the run. Owen Munn now has 12 scored runs on the season. I'm going to call him out. It's strike three. It's an inside pitch. It was considerably inside, but the home plate umpire rang him up. So, after one inning of play, we'll mention Central Catholic Knights 1, University Trailblazers 0. Getting ready to go to the top of the first, the top of the second inning. We'll go ahead and finish up about the school. We'll talk about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Their school has an enrollment of 294. The Knights school was founded in 1956. The Knights are Class 1A, Sectional 54. They are sixth in their sectional. Sectional will be played at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We're mentioning their sectional is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverson Park. The principal at LCC is Melissa Robertson. The AD is Tim Bordenay. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. We may speak with her in the middle part of the game, and she'll be joined up here with Angie Rodriguez. And we'll also mention Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. The weather colors may be blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference, 10 teams. East is Hamilton Heights, Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Knights are currently 4 wins, 3 losses. On the season, I should mention, 5 wins, 3 losses, 3-1 in the Hoosier West. Stepping into bat, University High School. First pitch comes in outside edge. In the batter's box is the 5-hitter, number 18, Sam Woodward. Sam Woodward playing center field for the Trailblazers. Here comes the second pitch from Schumer. Back to a curveball. Took some off of it. In there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the approach. Outside of ball, we're mentioning the head coach for Central Catholic is Tim Bordenay. He's an 87 graduate Central Catholic, working in year number 26. Peering in, looking at signals. 1-2 strikes. Sam Woodward. swing and a miss, drop third strike, going to make the tag at home plate. Jackson Kane, they'll throw the ball around the infield. And we'll remind you, Lafayette Central Catholic, after this contest, they'll have the day off tomorrow, along with University. And the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic is going to happen Tuesday, the 18th, 5:30 start time, right here. West Lafayette will be here with Central Catholic. That'll be the first of two games, Tuesday and Wednesday, and that'll be a conference matchup in the West Division. Here comes a pitch from Schumer. Swing and a miss. Sixth hitter at the plate, that's number three. Owen Shellhouse. Owen Shellhouse plays third base. I gotta mention, his dad is pretty good athletic director at Zionsville High School. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. He wears number three, the sixth hitter, Owen Shellhouse, steps back in, right-handed batter. Here comes the wind from Schumer. Swung on, he'll poke one. Right side's going to go out of play. He'll stay in the box with that 0-2 count. So let's step back in. Owen Shellhouse. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Outside of ball, breaking pitch. Started at the plate, broke considerably away. Count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer comes to pitch to Owen Shellhouse. Outside, short off the glove. Good stop, backhand by Jackson Kane. Owen Shellhouse, he's a junior class member. He's 5'9", 157. Plays second base and third base. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive to the outfield. Going to go to right field. Going to be called for by the right fielder, Keaton Brooks, and he'll record the out. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for University. It's going to be number five, Cooper Burnett. Cooper Burnett, he's a seven hitter. He's playing left field in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Swung on, base hit. Right to the grass, line drive rope between shortstop and third base. Nice poke right there for Cooper Burnett. So one aboard, two outs. Stepping in to bat, the eight hitter, number six, Ryan Castetter. Ryan Castetter, he's playing second base in this ball game. Out of the set, there comes the pitch from Schumer. Breaking pitch, finished just high and away. He'll step back in the rubber, Ryan Schumer. In the batter's box, Ryan Castetter. Runner aboard first base. Got himself there legitimately. That's Cooper Burnett. They're going to poke one right side. It's going to be playable foul territory at first base. Catch is made by T.J. Bell. And that'll retire the side. So nobody scores, but a base hit off the bat of Cooper Burnett. The Knights will bat in the bottom half of the second inning. And we'll go around the diamond. We'll go around the diamond with University High School going out to pick up the baseball. Jake Hoover. Jake Hoover wears number 20. Jake Hoover, he's a senior class member. 6'2", 190. In the pitcher's mound right there, he enters this ballgame with eight innings under his belt. His ERA is 4.38. He's 0 wins, 2 losses. We'll mention he's allowed 8 hits on the season. He's allowed 8 runs. 5 of those runs were earned runs. And he'll work right there. This is his third appearance on the season. And he has started. This is his second start during the 23 season. So right-handed pitcher, he's working hard on the mound right there. Getting loose as they play some jumps. Some Van Halen from 1984. Say, well, we miss Eddie Van Halen. Say, well, what a quality guy. I mean, his guitar was scorching. I think they say, who is the best guitar player on earth? Some people say Chet Atkins. I think Eddie Van Halen is right there at the top. So peering in, looking at signals. First batter for the Knights, bottom of the second. Check swing, you're going to call a strike. It was a called strike, it wasn't a check swing strike. Stepping in again, number 14, Tyler Fox. He'll take a swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2. Jake Hooker on the mound working from the windup. 0-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Tyler Fox, no balls, two strikes. First batter here in the bottom half of the second inning. A one-run ball game, nice in front. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, foul, up against the screen, right near the University Trailblazers dugout. He'll stay in the box once again with an 0-2 count. Tierney looking at signals. Here's the pitch from Hooker. Upstairs, try to hold that swing up, and he'll go around. It's going to be strike three. He'll jog back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. He's the nine-hitter, Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine in the earlier game today. Hudson Gutwine, he had a home run. He had a three-run homer to left field as he looks at the first pitch, a strike. Count goes 0-1. He'll step back in. Hudson Gutwine scored two runs. He got two hits. He's going to put a bunt down. Going to work to bring the pitcher off the mound to the right side, third base side. Hooker picks it up and throws a strike to first base. Gets the foot out with Seth Hogue. Two outs here in the bottom half. Second inning. Stepping in second time is Owen Munn. Owen Munn, number 12, in eight ball games. He's been to the plate 31 times, 26 official at-bats. He's batting 423. First pitch in there, outside edge, called strike. Right below the kneecaps. So we'll step back in, Owen Munn. He's batting a 500 on-base percentage. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Jake Hooker, right away, he's working that curveball. He's finding his spots, the fastball and the curveball. Fastball that time, right across the dish. Three pitches, no swings, and Owen Munn going to walk back to the dugout. That is rare, Owen Munn on the season. He got three walks. That's strikeout number five, and that's the second strikeout looking for Owen Munn. So the Knights going to play defense here in the top of the third inning. 3-0 contest. Working right here on the diamond. And the Knights going out to play defensively. We'll let you know. The Knights around the diamond. The pitcher, as you know, is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. Ryan Schumer is going to go in right there. And he'll do the pitching. And we'll mention that the catcher's position is Jackson Kane, number 3. At first base is number 18, T.J. Bell. At second base is number 12, Owen Munn. At shortstop is number 24, Evan Dehart. Third base, number 9, Hudson Gutwine. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. As they throw a frozen rope to second base, Jackson Kane. We've got a guest up here. Can you wait till the inning cap over?
Sure.
Okay, she's going to take time here. We'll talk to her after, before the Knights bat in the bottom half of the third. We got Sarah Igo up here. I guess we don't have Angie Rodriguez. That's okay. We'll talk to you. That'll be fun. First pitch from Schumer, top of the third, outside edge, called strike. Stepping into bat, he's the nine hitter, number 16, Jasper Owens. He's playing right field in today's ball game. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield, second base. Owen Munn, he'll pick it back up, and he'll be just behind. Getting there safely is Jasper Owens. And Jasper Owens is going to reach on air. So Jasper Owens at first base. Nobody out. Trailblazers trying to get a good way of going right here in the third inning. Top of the third, it's a 1-0 ball game. Knights in front. Working from a stretch. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Ryan Schumer. Second time at the plate. Number 20, Jake Hooker. Jake Hooker doing the pitching for University. He'll step back in. In 7 games, 25 plate appearances, 23 official at-bats. Jake Hooker batting 261. That right-handed batter's box. Next pitch comes in low and away. Count goes 2-0. Jake Hooker, on base percentage of .320. He scored 9 runs. He's got 6 hits. He's got a single, got a triple, got a home run. He's got 5 RBI. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. 1 run aboard, that's Jasper Owens. He's at first base, nobody out. From the set, Ryan Schumer. Swung on, green light, he'll foul it out of play. He's going to get near the track right there where they do the high jump. So pretty good cut right there. Jake Hooker, he's the one hitter. He's the leadoff batter in today's ball game. Peering in, looking at signals, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Swung on to take it to center field. Brent Robbins is there. He'll come in to make the catch. Almost to second base was Jasper Owens. He was pretty close. If he would have touched that base and then he wanted to get back to first base, he would have had to touch that base again after the initial touch to be able to come back to first base. He'd have been called out if he didn't follow those particular parameters. So stepping into bat, the two-hitter, number 14, Jimmy Caldwell. Jimmy Caldwell, the shortstop, right-handed batter. Jasper Owens still at first base, one out. Swung on, he'll pop one foul territory. It's going to float out of play. Jackson Kane, T.J. Bell give it a pretty valiant look. Count goes 0-1. Number 14, Jimmy Caldwell. Jimmy Caldwell on the season in 7 games, 16 plate appearances, 10 official at-bats. He's batting an even .200, .500 on base percentage. He scored 4 runs. He's got 2 hits on the season. Pickoff move, first base, nonchalant. Getting back safely is Owens. So Jimmy Caldwell steps back in. Working from the stretch, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch must have finished just high. Just above the zone. Bottom of the kneecaps to about the sternum. Strike zone, hand over fist, strike zone for umpires. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch, taking off for second base, checks his swing. Throw is a little bit off target. A little bit closer to the first base side. Owen Munn tried to put the tag on him, lost the ball. He was going to be safe anyway. So Jasper Owens is at second base. He's in scoring position. And they appealed something. I'm not sure what it was. Usually umpires are pretty friendly. They try to work with each other. Embarrassment is not a good word to say when you got a two-man crew doing umpiring. Out of the set, Schumer. Outside of ball, short off the glove, backhand by Jackson Kane. Staying placed right there at second base is Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens got himself aboard with a base hit. 3-1 count, one out. Schumer in the set. You'll check second. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Evan Deanhart at shortstop. Couldn't make the play. He was looking to do the transfer after it got his glove, and he just couldn't get the transfer right there, and that'll be and reached on air. Right there for the Trailblazers. So runners at first and second base with one out. Next batter going to step in. He's a 3-hitter. Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue wears number 11. Playing first base. 21 plate appearances. 20 official at-bats. He's batting .450. On base percentage, .429. That doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's what it says. I have a question mark by that. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch, strike called. Count goes 0-1 to Seth Hogue. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, outside and low, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Stepping back in, that's number 11 for University, Seth Hogue, batting in the 3 spot. Check second base, out of set, checks again, here's the pitch. Tried to check the swing, home plate umpire says he went. He did not need help. The count goes 1-2, as that wind picks up right here. I say, what, it's even windier up here than it is down there. And Sarah Igoe is going to be our guest here momentarily. Please stay tuned. Pickoff movie will hold the baseball, won't make the throw. Ryan Schumer. And I talked about you being the guest during the last game to be here, so we might have some extra people listening because it's going to be worthy to talk to you. So one ball, two strikes, one out. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Three-hitter, number 11, Seth Hogue. He'll stay in the box once again with that 1-2 count. Trailblazers with two aboard, first and second base. Peering in looking at signals. Now the set, he'll check second base. The 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Final game of the day. This game started right at 4:30. They did a pretty good job trying to keep on track with the three games and the times they said they would start. Here comes the pitch. 2-2. Ground ball. First, going to go into out left field. Going to get behind third base, through third base, and shortstop. Not a play to be made as the ball comes back in from left field. Tyler Fox brings it back in to Hudson Gutwein. And the Trailblazers have each base occupied. Bases loaded here at the top of the third inning. Nice to have one on the board. They got that at the bottom of the first. Trailblazers or the ninth. Either one could score in the second. Seven in. Going to bat with one out. He's the four hitter. Where's number 25? The catcher, Gustavo Padron. Working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Padron. Swing and a miss. Give me a foul tip in the glove of Jackson Kane. That's otherwise known as a strike. Unless he would have dropped it, that would have then become a foul ball. Working from the stretch, Ryan Schumer checks third base. Here comes the pitch. Here's drive one, float one. Behind third base, coming in to make the catch. Couldn't come up with it. That was Tyler Fox. That was a good effort. He spread out. He sprawled out forward. Laid out for it. Couldn't hold it. It hit the glove. Probably going to go in the book as a single and a two RBI. Take that back. Just one run going to score. So it's a 1-1 ball game with one out. Trailblazers batting in the top of the third. Going back in the dugout, Gustavo Padron, he'll put his gear on. He's got a courtesy runner at first base. And it's going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to go out and talk to his infield. Don't be looking at my notes now, Sarah. Come over here and we'll talk a minute. Okay, Sarah, I go. I tell you what, what's your maiden name?
Mackenzie Floyd.
That's an interesting name. I tell you what, I met you maybe a year ago, and they told me that you were the athletic trainer. We mentioned you at a basketball game. I said, what's her name? And she said, Sarah, and then I go, and that's pretty easy to pronounce.
Yep. It's been nice to go from two names to one, that's for sure.
I tell you what, talk about your husband. What's his name?
His name's Alex. He's a teacher at Sunnyside. And, yeah, we've been married for over a year and a half now, and we've got a little baby on the way.
Oh, you broke the news. I was going to ask you about that. She's going to be a girl, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're having a little girl.
Okay, can you hold on a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to finish this inning. Hope it's going to be finished here shortly. We'll see. But here I go. She's trying to look at my notes. I saw her. But we'll set them down. So, base is loaded. Here comes a pitch from Schumer. Breaking pitch finished outside, ball one. In the batter's box, the five-hitter, number 18, Sam Woodward. Sam Woodward in 23 at-bats, 20. Official at-bats, batting 350. Swung on, you're going to pop one. It's going to float foul out of play. Left side, and Jackson Kane gives it a good look. So number 18, Sam Woodward, batting 350 in that right-handed batter's box. 435 on base percentage. He scored four runs, got seven hits, got three doubles. He has a triple, and he's got six RBI. He's walked three times. So base is loaded. He'll step back in. 1-1 count with one out. Here's the pitch from Schumer. Breaking pitch. Got the outside half. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bases loaded for the Trailblazers. Top of the third inning, they have one run in. Ball's going to get laterally to the right. They're going to try to put out at home plate. Jackson Kane picked up the baseball about 15 feet to his right. And he couldn't quite pick it up on the exact first pickup and coming in to score from third base. Second run for the Trailblazers. Kemp goes 2-2. 2-2, one out. Seven back in the rubber is Ryan Schumer. He'll peer in, look at signals, as Jackson Kane will reflect the signals from the dugout. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Outside edge, strike three. He'll go down looking. There are two outs here in the top of the third. So that was baseball replenishment there. In the batter's box going to be the sixth hitter, number three, Owen Shellhouse. Owen Shellhouse, number three, in 16 plate appearances, 14 official at-bats. He's batting 357. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, looked good. It must have just missed. We'll mention Shellhouse, 375 on-base percentage. He's got three runs scored. He's got five hits. He's got an RBI. Here comes the pitch to Shellhouse. Swing and a miss. Foul tip, actually, in the glove of Jackson Kane. So for a strike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners at second and third for University. Here comes the pitch. You're going to try to put a bunt down. Pitch comes in there. He pulls the bat back. Breaking pitch for a strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Schumer peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, he'll check third base, the 1-2 pitch. Foul ball at home plate. Got a piece of it. Home plate umpire checks on Jackson Kane, asking, are you all right? He says, yes. So let's toss the ball back in. It's picked up there out of the dugout by Coach Bordenay. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Shellhouse, right-handed batter's box, right-handed pitcher, Ryan Schumer. Breaking pitch missed inside. Probably a good call. We do have a good vantage point up here. We're not perfect. We all have opinions on the strike zone. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch comes in outside. Ball three. Count goes full to Owen Shellhouse. 3-2 count, two outs. Top of the third, two runs in. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the Knights will get out of the inning, but they'll give up two runs, and two runs scored right there by the Trailblazers. It's a 2-1 ball game, Knights in a bat, right here in the bottom of the third inning. Okay, we're going to continue talking with Sarah. I tell you what, Sarah, I remember when you were a newlywed. They told me to say that, but you're about half a year beyond being a newlywed.
Yeah, about a year and a half, actually. We got married in September of 2021.
Oh, so you got the COVID year.
Yeah, just passed it, so, yeah.
Did that make any difference?
We did have a couple restrictions, but overall, we were able to have everybody there that we really wanted, so that was really nice.
So how many people attended your wedding?
We had just over 100.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
I tell you what, did you have anybody perform the wedding that wasn't a man, you know, a minister? Did you have anybody? Because, you know, these days, different people can perform. My dad has done a wedding.
No, we had a wedding at the official ceremony. So we had a pastor at the official ceremony. So, yes.
Well, that sounds good. Hey, I got to admit, your daddy Alex.
Yes.
Alex has got to be ecstatic for the birth of their new girl coming up.
Oh, yeah. He's very excited to be the dad of a girl, have a daddy's girl, and he's excited. So are we. So.
I said, what, is he an athletic type, a sports-related guy?
He is. He coaches soccer at Lafayette Jefferson High School and then used to coach baseball there as well, so loves baseball.
Lafayette Jeff, Central Catholic, will be there shortly. But I got to ask you, how did you become interested in sports medicine?
So I had an injury in high school that led me to meet my athletic trainer, and that kind of sparked my interest. And then when I got to college, somebody was talking about the profession, and it just all kind of fell into place leads me down this path. And I just love the fact that I can integrate a love of sports with the medical side of things.
I know Lafayette Central Catholic, plenty proud to have you working for them.
Well, I'm thankful to work for such a great community and be able to be here and support them just as they support me.
You got a lot of friends. I mean, you got the older generation friends, and I'm included.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to call you a friend.
Appreciate it. I tell you what, we're going to break out of here. I'm stepping back to first base is going to be number 24, Evan Dinghart. And I hope we get to do this again.
Sounds good. It was great talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for waiting. Is she going to make her way back down the stairway ladder? Evan Dinghart is at first base for the Knights. One pitch in right there for T.J. Bell. It's a ball. Right-handed batter. T.J. Bell going to step back in. Working from the stretch, Jake Hooker. Here comes the pitch. Right in there, right down Meridian, right below the kneecaps. A little bit of a pause for that particular strike call. And T.J. Bell was waiting for the count. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take one to right center. It's going to drop in. It's going to be a base hit over second base. Nobody was going to catch it. And T.J. Bell, he continues to swing a good bat for Central Catholic. I know a year ago he was working on his average. He was working on those hits. But I tell you what, this year, he goes back to number 18. And they put that number 16, put that in the drawer, and wears 18 this season. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer, two runners aboard, first and second for the Knights. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Jake Hooker. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Jake Hooker. Long peer, just checked second base out of the set. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Two aboard for Central Catholic, first and second base. Dinghart at second, T.J. Bell at first. Time called in the batter's box. Stepping out, Ryan Schumer, Coach Bordenay, wanted to go over the signals once again. So one ball, one strike. Ball's made live. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, working from the stretch. Here comes a pitch from Hooker. Breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Got in there. Kind of fooled. Schumer going to step back in. Schumer, a 1-2 count. Here and in looking at signals. Jake Hooker, out of the set, checks second base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Trying to frame that ball. That's Gustavo Padron, to frame a baseball that's pitched low, bring your glove up. That can be accomplished, but that's home plate umpire. He's looking for the initial spot of the pitch. He's going to foul one left side, out of play. Ryan Schumer going to step back in, 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer, 31 plate appearances, 20 official at-bats. He's batting even 300, 516 on base percentage. Pitch comes in. They're calling out. First base is occupied. Not quite sure. If he didn't get a base, he didn't get any foul ball on that. Ball got by the glove of Gustavo Padron. And Ryan Schumer walks back to the dugout. I'm pretty sure he checked his swing on that. But the home plate umpire has to make a call right now on a third strike. So anyway, one out in the inning. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Runners at second and third. They'll go 90 feet forward on that last pitch. It gets back to the screen. So one ball, take that back. No balls, one strike. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch from Hooker. Outside of ball. Low pitch. Count goes 1-1. Good stop right there from Gustavo Padron. Ben Mazur steps back in. Working from the windup, Jake Hooker. Pitch comes in for a strike. Coach Chris Feastep probably saved a pitcher for Central Catholic's game. Jake Hooker, pretty good save. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch out in front of it. Ben Mazur. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. A 2-1 ball game. Trailblazers got two in the top of the third. Knights have runners on second and third base. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, a foul one. Left side up against the screen. It can be fielded by Chris Estep. Chris Estep, he was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's an 85 graduate from Carmel. He played for the Pirates, Montreal Expos, Cincinnati Reds. Taken off for first base after being hit by pitch. It was tight. Got the jersey of right-handed batter Jackson Kane. So, bases are loaded. Stepping in the bat, looking at signals, is Bren Robbins. Signals given. Coach Bourdais at third base, working from the windup. Two out, Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the pitch. Down Meridian, might have been right below the kneecaps. Strike called. Bren Robbins in 8 games, 28 plate appearances, 23 official at-bats. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip off the bat ends up in the glove. Padrone. Count goes 0-2. Bren Robbins batting 261, 370 on base percentage. Timeout called by the umpire. Not quite sure that timeout was called by Bren Robbins. Not quite sure. And the home plate umpire kind of trying to help Bren Robbins to know where that front line is. The bat line's gone. And up the draw line is 4 inches off the plate. And then the chalk. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bren Robbins' healthy cut. Good deal. Run back to the dugout. And the Knights lead 2 aboard. The Knights come up with no runs here in the bottom half of the third inning. After 3 complete. Trailblazers 2, Knights 1. So, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. So they're getting ready to throw the ball around the infield. I mentioned Jackson King put his gear on. And he'll go behind the play now. He was on base when the final out was recorded. They're in the bottom of the third. Going to the top of the fourth inning. They're going to throw one down. Ryan Schumer takes just one warm-up toss. They throw it to second base. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Ryan Schumer. Next batter going to step in. He wears number 5 for University. Sam Woodward going to bat for the second time. Center fielder. Got to say a special hello to a good athlete. Played at University High School. Tyler Gallion. Tyler Gallion, his dad tells me, his dad Mark tells me that he's pitching over there in Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio University. Said he held out last year as a medical redshirt. He's pitching this year for Miami of Ohio. And at Miami of Ohio, they got a toilet in their dugout. That is special. That comes in handy, I'm quite sure. Pitch comes in low for ball 1 from Ryan Schumer. So let's toss one back to Ryan Schumer. 1 ball, no strikes. Stepping back in. the seven hitter number five, Cooper Burnett. Cooper Burnett got himself aboard with a base hit first time up. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. He'll take another one left field. It's going to drop in near the same area. He's got himself aboard twice now with two base hits. He gets some knuckles right there from first base coach is Scott Shirley. So Schumer going to work from a stretch. Runner aboard at first base. Cooper Burnett stepping in. Ryan Castetter wears number six. Here comes a pitch from Schumer. Should have squared a bunt. Couldn't get a piece of it. They're going to call a foul ball. Foul ball is going to bring Burnett back to first base. Do they call a foul ball? That was not a foul ball. He was on his horse. They were not going to need the bunt to move the runner. So they're going to capture this ball down by the screen. On deck batter going to pick it up. Take that back. Yeah, on deck of Jasper Owens. No balls, one strike. Here comes a pitch from Schumer. A square to bunt again. Breaking pitch, finish high, ball one. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runner at first base is the seven hitter, Cooper Burnett. To step back in, you say Burnett. You think of Boilermaker football. Outside a ball. Down goes 2-1. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given by Chris Eastep. And Jackson King going to call time. He's going to jog out, talk to Ryan Schumer. So they're going to talk something over right there. And then we'll mention Round Tripper Sports Academy. They're located at 16708 South Park Drive, Westfield, Indiana, 46074. Tell you what, Coach Eastep, he's pretty good. He's real good at the Premier Academy for baseball and softball and training. And he teaches the batting technique very well. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. On his horse, headed for second base, is Cooper Burnett. And we'll mention Round Tripper Sports Academy. Tremendous hitting instructor, Chris Eastep. He's also the owner. 65,000 square foot indoor facility. They also have three outdoor baseball fields. University High School, to my knowledge, plays on the field to the northwest. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. No back pickoff move. First base. Back safety is Burnett. No tag applied by C.J. Bell. So peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Ryan Schumer. Pickoff move again. Kind of nonchalant. Back safe is Burnett. Ryan Schumer trying to keep him close. Want to get his catcher, Jackson King, every opportunity to throw him out should the steal show up once again. So another pickoff move, no tag applied by T.J. Bell. And they're pretty much wearing out Cooper Burnett there at first base. He got a lot of dirt on his front side and put a bunt down. Back to the pitcher. He's going to be fielded by Schumer. He's going to throw to first base, but not in time. So that's going to be an infield bunt hit off the bat of Ryan Castetter. So Trailblazers have two aboard, first and second base. Nobody out. Stepping into bat, the nine-hitter, number 16, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens in seven games, 20 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. Tied down on the diamond, Coach Borden, they're going to walk out. Talk to his infield. So, next batter, as mentioned, number 16, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens, he's batting 400, 474 on base percentage. He scored six runs. He's got six hits. He's got two RBI. And he's walked three times. So, discussion there on the pitcher's mound. Home plate umpire going to walk out. Seems like he didn't allow much time there. He's going to break up the meeting. No balls, no strikes. Next batter in the lineup, Jasper Owens. He'll jog up home plate. Right-handed batter. Two runners aboard for the Trailblazers. Cooper Burnett at second base. At first base is Ryan Castetter. Left-handed batter stepping in for 16-9 hitter, Jasper Owens. He plays right field in this ball game. Turn in, look at the signals. The set, here's the pitch. Thought about putting the bunt down. Hold the bat back. It's going to be a hit by pitch. Hit by pitch in the box. A little bit of a late call, but a good call, I do believe. And the base runners move up anyway. They were on their horses looking for that bunt. And the ball inside on the lefty. As for Owens, he jogged to first base, hit by pitch. So bases are loaded for the Trailblazers. Stepping in, the one hitter, Jake Hooker, wears number 20, trying to help himself as the pitcher for the Trailblazers. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Breaking pitch finished outside. One ball, no strikes, just set back in. Going to be a timeout on the Diamonds. Coach Fortney going to walk out. We'll see if they do have some bullpen activity down the right field line. They have a couple of pitchers throwing. Should say pitching. And I think it's going to be the freshman. I think they're going to bring the freshman out. He did pitch right there in Tennessee. Had a good outing. Good outing right there in Tennessee. Coming out to pitch for the night is number 30, Sandberg. So they're going to move Tyler over to right field. And Sandberg going to do the pitching here for the night. So he's going to get some warm-up tosses. I believe Jackson Kane probably taking the gear off. Ryan Schumer going to put the gear on. So he moves from the pitcher's mound likely to the catcher's position. Coach Bordenay going to show his lineup card to the home plate umpire. And they'll collect notes right there. It's a warm-up toss. Right there behind home plate doing the catching right now is 35, Ben Button. Ben Button going to warm up. Sandberg. Gus Sandberg, now the pitcher of record for the Knights. He's a freshman class member. He's a right-handed pitcher stepping back in. Working there on the pitcher's mound from the stretch. Gus Sandberg. Pretty nice young man. Got to speak to him briefly in Tennessee. Briefly. Quality guy. His dad is a pretty quality gentleman. He drove the bus 425 miles. Probably about 500 miles from here, something like that, down to Tennessee. What we were talking about before the game, 1-3 record for the Knights and a 1-3 record for the Trailblazers. And they say what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. That's what they say. But I believe the Knights got stronger, and I'm pretty sure the Trailblazers did just the same. So Jackson Kane behind the dish now. I take that back. It's Ryan Schumer behind the dish. And Jackson Kane plays some left field. He's going to pick up some sunglasses from Evan Genehart. He'll go into left field. So Jackson Kane in left field. Brent Robbins in center field. Tyler Fox, I believe, is in right field. Around the infield, it's the same. Except for Ryan Schumer now doing the catching. So Sandberg enters the game. Ball's made live, right-handed batter, bases loaded. One ball, no strikes. This batter going to belong to Schumer. Outside edge, strike called. Gus Sandberg painting that outside edge. Working there on the diamond. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third base, picked up by Hudson. A step on third to throw across the diamond. They'll get two outs out of the play. It's going to be an RBI off the bat right there. Jake Hooker in to score is number 5, Cooper Burnett. So earned run right there for the Trailblazers. So it's a 3-1 ball game. Runner at second base. Here comes a pitch. Gus Sandberg just outside. Step back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, the catcher, out of the set, set second base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. In the batter's box for University, Trailblazers is number 14, the two-hitter. Jimmy Caldwell plays the shortstop position. Out of the set, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. You're going to step back in. Jimmy Caldwell, number 14, here's the pitch from Sandberg. You're going to foul one left side. You're going to get through the dugout. Picked up by the on-deck batter. That's number 11, Seth Hogue. So let's step back in. Right-handed batter's box. 2-2 count. Gus Sandberg peering in. Now out of the set, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and go to right field with it. Going to move to his left. Tyler Fox going to make the third and final out of the game. He'll catch the final out. And we'll mention Trailblazers come up with the run here in the top of the fourth. Trailblazers in front, 3-1 after 3.5. So the Knights going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online for $18 a year, you can get the print issue delivered to your mailbox for $36 a year. Or you can get both publications. You can get that on your online right there in your inbox. That happens 6 days a week. And you can also get the paper delivered to your mailbox. You get both for just $33 a year. I say this because Hamilton County, Carmel, and the University High School, it doesn't matter where you live. You can apply and you can get the Hamilton County Reporter. All you need to do is go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that's readthereporter.com/subscribe, or you can get hold of Circulation Director Isaac Taylor by dialing 765-585-9519. Stepping into bat, Tyler Fox for the Knights. First pitch from Hooker. Outside and low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, here comes the delivery. Right down Meridian, strike called. Pretty good velocity. He's picking, he's getting a bit stronger as the game goes along. Jake Hooker, senior pitcher. Outside is a called out of strike. 1-2 count. Peering in, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, going to get back to the backstop, and Tyler Fox is going to reach base easily with the drop third back to the backstop. Swing and a miss off the glove of Padrone. So on-base percentage is climbing for Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, number 14, stepped to the plate right there with a .250 on-base percentage. And stepping into bat for the Knights, going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. As mentioned, Hudson Gutwein, he went yard in the earlier game today. Went right off the top of the fence, and it went on over. Squaring the bunny, you pull the bat back. It'll go by, a strike called. Ball's going to go into center field. They're going to try to take the base. Tyler Fox will. That was Gustavo Padrone, threw it back to the pitcher above his head. The middle infielders were near their regular position, and the ball went into center field. And Tyler Fox was on his horse. So Tyler Fox in scoring position at the moment. Timeout on the diamond. Timeout called by University Trailblazers. They're going to have a powwow right there at the pitcher's mound. They'll talk it over. And Century 21 bringing this game to you. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential corporate relocation. Dial her up 317-513-4086. Working from the stretch, now the set. Squaring the bunt. Gonna be a bunt to the third baseline. Nice bunt. Right there from Hudson Gutwein. A nice play at third base. From the surface, he picks it up. Jake Hooker throws it to third base. Owen Shellhouse sliding in safely at third base. Nice to have runners on the corners. Tyler Fox is at third base. And right there at first base is Hudson Gutwein as he gets a bunt for a hit on the infield. Stepping out in front of the plate is Padrone, giving the signals for his infield. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Stepping back in third time is Owen Munn, the one-hitter for the Knights. Here comes a pitch from Hooker. Breaking pitch, finished high. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Signals being given. Third base coach, Tim Bordenay. Here comes the set. Here comes the second pitch. He's going to take a drive over second base to the grass. Going to be a base hit and an RBI from Owen Munn. The Knights have runners at first and second. Nobody out. One run in. The 3-2 contest. Knights batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. The number 12, Owen Munn, picks up RBI number 4 on the season. He picked up his 12th hit. He's got 10 singles. He's got a double. He's got 3 RBI, now 4. Timeout at home plate. Going to be granted. Evan Genehart. Jake Hooker was pretty close to lifting that left leg at the pitch. Time is granted. He'll step back in, Evan Genehart. Runners at first and second base. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Hooker. Going to be a bunt. Once again, down the third baseline, picked up by Hooker, and Evan Genehart's going to get a bunt for a base hit. Evan Genehart right down the third baseline. That was textbook bunting for Genehart. The Knights now have the bases loaded. And stepping into bat is the three-hitter, number 18, T.J. Bell. Looking at signals. Coach Bordenay giving signals and a hand clap. Nobody out working from the windup. Jake Hooker. T.J. Bell time called at home plate by the catcher. Padrone calls time. So nothing wrong with that. They got the pitch clock, you know, happening in the MLB. 20 seconds to pitch if somebody's on base. 15 if nobody's on base. Batter's got to be in the box by 8 seconds left. It's all a zoo, but it seems to be working. First pitch, breaking pitch, outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell, bases loaded. Here comes the wind from Hooker. Outside edge, called strike. You might be able to hear that glove popping right here. I'm not sure. You might. That Bud glove is popping for Jake Hooker. Stepping back in. T.J. Bell, here comes a 1-1 pitch. As inside the box with T.J., he got out of the way. Kemp goes 2-1. At right-handed batter's box, that chalk is about all dissipated. Here comes the 2-1. Swing and a miss. I mentioned earlier that T.J. Bell has not walked back to the dugout with a strikeout. Check my notes between games, and he has 2 strikeouts. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Foul tip right around home plate. It got him in the box. Home plate umpire calls time. It'll be 2-2 once again. Nobody out. Nice batting. Bottom of the fourth inning. One run in. 3-2 ball game. Trailblazers in front. Tiernan in looking at signals. Jake Hooker. Here comes the 2-2 to T.J. Bell. He's going to take a stroke down the left field line. Actually, he's going to pull a bit further right there to the pitcher's mound of the bullpen. That was a solid rope. So hit the sweet spot on that bat. As mentioned, aluminum bat. It's about a 14-inch sweet spot. A wooden bat, about 8-inch sweet spot. Here's the pitch. Swing a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's one out for the Knights here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Where's number 7? 31 plate appearances on the season, 20 official at-bats. He's batting an even 300 in that left-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch this time. Out of the set, Jake Hooker. Here's the pitch. Inside low, ball one. Ryan Schumer, 6 hits on the season, 2 singles, 2 doubles, 2 home runs. He has 8 RBI. Bases are loaded for Ryan Schumer. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Count goes 1-1. Ryan Schumer, he scored 4 runs. He walked 8 times. He had a good eye. He struck out only 1 time, and that was looking. Here comes a pitch. A swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Ryan Schumer, the 4-hitter for the Knights. Ryan Schumer doing the catching in the ballgame presently. He's batting now, obviously, but he's the catcher of record for the Knights. Stepping back off the rubber is Jake Hooker back on. The 1-2 pitch from Hooker, Ryan Schumer. He's going to foul one back to the screen, just underneath the baseball. Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer has 20 quality at-bats. That is something they keep. Quality at-bats is like 6-plus pitches as an AB in the eighth at-bat, or 3 pitches after getting 2 strikes outside a ball. So there's 2 strikes. There's 1 pitch after 2 strikes. They'll step back in. Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals, Jake Hooker. 2-2 on the way, 1 out in the bottom of the fourth. Oh, they're going to ring him up. They're going to ring him up on an outside 40-inch bat needed, Ryan Schumer. Wow. So 2 outs in the inning. That was a call that was, oh my, changes the game. Stepping back in. Third time. Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Left side. Strike one. No balls. 1 strike. They call it 2 outs on the scoreboard. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded for the Knights. Peering in looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set, Jake Hooker, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ben Mazur goes down in the count, 0-2. Ben Mazur, 8 ball games. 20 at-bats, plus official at-bats. Here comes the 0-2. Here's the pitch. Inside and tight, ball 1. Evan Dehart trying to get in a bit of a pickle there between first and second. Jake Hooker, nothing doing. Bases are loaded. 2 out. The count is 1-2. Ben Mazur in the batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swing a miss. He'll go down swinging, and the Knights will leave 3 aboard. They get 1 run back here in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 3-2 ball game. And on the scoreboard, both teams tied with base hits at 5 each. So we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. And we'll go ahead and mention, finish this up for Lisa Stokes-Bear. You can let Lisa list or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you'd rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, and dial her up at 317-513-4086. Just some more warm-up tosses right there at the hill. That's Jeff Sandberg going to pitch into his second inning. He came in last inning for Ryan Schumer. As they play some good music right here, playing some Journey. Little Don't Stop Believin', Steve Perry. My wife looked up Steve Perry, found out that his age is 74. I mentioned 72 down in Tennessee. 74, but I think that guy can still reach those notes. Stepping into Packer University, number 11, the three hitter, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue, first baseman. Here comes the first pitch from Sandberg. Breaking pitch, a bit high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue, 21 plate appearances, 20 official at-bats in 7 games. Next pitch comes in low and away. Count goes 2-0. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, here comes a 2-0 from Sandberg. Swung on to take a drive to center field. Going to get a lot of it. Going to turn around and watch it go out. Bren Robbins watches that one leave the yard. It'll be a home run left of center. Straight away center field right here at 365. 380 in the alleys. That probably went 390, maybe 400. And then there's a good stroke right here for the three hitter, Seth Hogue. So Seth Hogue, that's his first home run of the season. He's now got 11 RBI, according to my 7-game stats. I do realize University High School Trailblazers played the last game here today. There's a second game here today versus Frankfurt. I don't have their stats included. Here comes a pitch from Sandberg. Swung on, ground ball. Be picked up right there by Owen Munn as he makes a good effort to his left to pick up that baseball on the hop. Throws it on to T.J. Bell for out number one. So one out, one run in off the bat of Seth Hogue. And stepping into bat right here is number 18, Sam Woodward. Here comes the pitch, breaking pitch, outside edge, called strike. Sam Woodward, the center fielder, where's number 18? Batting 350 from the batter's box, 435 on base. He'll take a stroke to left field. It's going to back up Jackson Kane, and it's going to go out of here. So back-to-back home runs for the Trailblazers. He's going to jog the bases right there, Sam Woodward. Sam Woodward picks up his first home run of the season. Sets home plate. Two runs in. Top of the fifth inning. One out. I take that back. They weren't back-to-back. Two runs in. Two home runs. One out here in the inning. That was right there between. Check first base for the no-touch. And the A-position umpire says safe. He says that Sam Woodward touched all the bases. So stepping into bat, right-handed batter, six hitter number three, Owen Shellhouse. Owen Shellhouse, third baseman. Here comes a pitch from Gus Sandberg. The pitch comes in high for a ball. Working that breaking pitch. Gus Sandberg working from the windup, 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, foul ball right side, pretty close to the first baseline. We come to a stop about halfway to first base. Jogging out, picking up the baseball is Gus Sandberg. Count goes 1-1. One out. Top of the fifth. Two runs in. It's a 5-2 ball game. Trailblazers in front. He can put a bunt down. He bunts it back to Sandberg to throw to first base, and they get the put out with T.J. Bell. Two out here. Top of the fifth. And so back to the dugout. Owen Schellhouse. Next batter going to step in. He wears number five, number seven hitter. That's Cooper Burnett. Cooper Burnett up for the third time. He's got two base hits in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right-handed batter. Steps back in. That's Cooper Burnett. Going to put a runner down there. We got a bullpen activity. They need a protector down there. And it'd be a good idea if the catcher put his mask on just in case it hit the short hop, bad spot on the grass ground. So he's going to warm up down there without a mask. He's stepping off the back of rubbers. Sandberg will step back on. Burnett in the batter's box. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. He'll take a drive. He's going to pop one up. Called for by the left fielder, and Jackson Kane makes the catch. Evan Genehart went out. Jackson Kane should make the easier catch, and he does. So we'll go 4.5 innings, and we'll mention Trailblazers pick up two more here in the top of the fifth. It's a 5-2 ball game. Knights go to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Choo Choo Cafe and Bakery. Choo Choo Cafe and Bakery, they're in Atlanta, Indiana. Atlanta, Indiana, that's its tip top northern part of Hamilton County. It's a small town right there. You can go and watch the Earth Festival. That's every year, the last weekend in September, the Earth Festival. That town fills up. That town will multiply times 10 or better of the folks that live in that town. It's a small town. We're making the Choo Choo Cafe. They're right there on Main Street, 185 West Main Street, Atlanta, Indiana, northern Hamilton County. And also right there is Mr. Muffin's Trains, Mr. Muffin's Train Shop. That's at the other end of Main Street, just north of the Choo Choo Cafe across the railroad track. Go online and check it out. It's MrMuffinsTrains.com. Look online, Mr. Muffin's Trains. You can buy your youngster a train set, something he'll never forget. Mr. Muffin's Trains at 165 East Main Street. Give him a call at 765-292-2022. Again, that's 765-292-2022. That's right here on Main Street in Atlanta, Indiana. So right here, Jake Hooker gets the ball put back in his glove. Getting ready to step in. Going to bat for the Knights. Going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. Bottom of the fifth inning. Jake Hooker on the mound. There's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Playing him straight away. The outfield kind of shallow. Jackson Kane took one out to center field at Benton Central. Full swing, going to go shortstop. I mean, he's picked up by the third baseman. They'll make a good play. That's Owen Schellhouse. And that was a good play. That was an ESPN type of play. Picking up the bat right there. Going to be in the right-handed batter's box once again. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Bren Robbins playing a good center field for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the delivery. Going to pop one foul out of play. Padrone's going to give it a look. Floats way out of play, and they'll pick that one up. So no balls, one strike, Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Bren Robbins in 8 games, 28 plate appearances, 23 at-bats. He's batting 261. His on-base percentage is 370. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Bren Robbins on the season, he has 6 hits. 3 singles, he has a double, he has a triple, the lone triple for the Knights, and he has a home run. short hop the glove. Padron couldn't get it. Home plate umpire, lucky he didn't get hit. One ball, two strikes. Step back in. Bryn Robbins, junior class. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Yeah, strike three called. He'll go back to the dugout. Stepping in, it's going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox got aboard last time. I think it was a walk based on balls. He'll right, step in right in his batter's box. Now he got on and dropped third strike. That's what it was. Back to the screen. He'll pop one off the ground. Back to the pitcher. Jake Hooker goes on to first base and gets the put out with Seth Hogan. So the Knights are down in order here in the bottom of the fifth after five complete. Trailblazers 5, Knights 2. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. One way and local households and businesses. They have cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Get some warm-up tosses. We're going to throw a frozen rope to second base. That's Ryan Schumer. Get ready to step in to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Going to be number 6-8 hitter, Ryan Kastetter. Ryan Kastetter is going to step in. He's the second baseman batting right-handed. Here's the pitch from Sandberg. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-0. Top of the sixth, 5-2 ball game. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. Sandberg, pretty solid young man. That's about the best way to say it. He's not heavy. He's just solid. He's a pretty good pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Steps back on the rubber. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Eight hitter, number 6, Ryan Kastetter. Here comes a 2-2 from Guts. Breaking pitch, finishes away. Count goes 3-2. Kastetter was number 6. He batted 250 in the batter's box, 455 on base percentage. He's got two hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. The foul ball, third baseline, just foul. Backhanded right there by Hudson Gutwein. If Hudson Gutwein would have had to make a throw of a fair ball, that'd probably been an infield hit. 3-2 count once again to Kastetter. 3-2, nobody out. First batter here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. He'll jog down to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Going to talk with his freshman pitcher. He's going to pull the infield in. They'll talk it over right there, too. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsAndFishers.com. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. We're getting ready to see Isaac Suppinger, the submarine pitcher, going to enter the ballgame. And we're making TripsAndFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Again, that's 317-842-2228. 842-2228. 15 Fishers, they have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location, Fritz in Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield, right there along State Road 32 at Mill Creek Road. The location, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory, or you can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. Two locations. Dial them up on web. Check them out at fritzandfishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Three pitches left for Seppinger. He'll get two more now if he wants them. Submarine pitcher. You think of Dan Quisenberry. I think that was a Canadian team. And then you also think of Kent Taccolbe. Kent Taccolbe, I'm sure Coach Bourdain remembers him. Also, Coach Estep. Kent Taccolbe pitched for the Pirates. Coach Estep might have been on his team. Kent Taccolbe wore number 27. He wore glasses. He threw submarines, just like we're getting ready to see right here. Isaac Seppinger, runner at first base, batter in the batter's box, nobody out. Right-handed batter, first pitch from Seppinger, just above the zone, ball one. The nine-hitter at the plate, number 16, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens plays right field. There comes the pitch, inside and tight, ball two. It's Jasper Owens. Got himself a board last time up. There comes a 2-0 pitch from Seppinger. Swung on, foul ball, right side, out of play. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Runner at first base, Ryan Castetter. Here comes the pitch from Isaac. Try to put a bunt down. They're going to call a foul ball off the bat. Goes back to the screen. He'd have pulled the bat back. That ball might have got by Schumer and could have been used for the bunt attempt with no outs given. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Jasper Owens, the nine hitter in the box for University. Here's the pitch taken off for second base. Ball four. So here's jogged down to first base. Two runners aboard, first and second base. Castetter at second. Owens at first. Stepping into bat. The one hitter in the ballgame, leadoff batter in the ballgame, Jake Hooker, is the pitcher of record. Here comes the first pitch to Hooker. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bullpen activity on the right field line for the Knights. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch for Isaac Seppinger. He pops one up to right field. Coming in to make the catch. Right fielder, Tyler Fox. One out here on the diamond. Top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for University. It's going to be number 14. Jimmy Caldwell. Caldwell, the shortstop. Jimmy Caldwell, 16 plate appearances, 10 at-bats. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Top of the zone, evidently. Right there, Jimmy Caldwell even asked the umpire, was that the top of the zone? Evidently it was. Here comes the pitch from Seppinger. Foul ball back to the screen. Home plate umpire tosses it out himself. All righty. Down goes 0-2. 0-2, one out. Runners at first and second base for University. Working from a stretch, now the set. Set second base, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. University batter, he's the two hitter, number 14, Jimmy Caldwell. Working from the stretch, now the set, check second base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two aboard. Top of the sixth inning. The batter's box. Caldwell, pitch comes in, outside, ball three. 3-2 count. Set back in. Jimmy Caldwell. Turning, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Isaac Suppinger. Swung on, ground ball. Fielded by a shortstop. Couldn't quite get it. That ball did go underneath the glove of third baseman Hudson Gutwein. Evan Dehart gave it a good effort to backhand it. Back there near the back of the grass at the shortstop position. Difficult play to make. And they're going to put a hit on the board, and rightfully so. So the next batter is going to step in for University. Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue will step in to bat. Here comes the pitch. Ball outside. Seth Hogue, right-handed batter. Bases are loaded for the Trailblazers. One out, top of the sixth. He's going to pop one up. It's going to be playable on the diamond. It's going to be barely fair and caught by the pitcher, Isaac Suppinger. And Hogue was going down the line right there. Hogue was kind of close to Suppinger when he made the catch. You got to give way to the defender. Let him make the catch. If you're the batter, runner, you don't want to get caught up creating interference for a ball that didn't get caught. So they're going to adjust the stenographer's pad right there, home plate umpire. Base is still loaded. Two out. Stepping in, going to bat. He was bullpen catcher a while ago down the left field line. It's going to be number 7, Mark Hamby. Mark Hamby is a junior. He's 5'8", 183. He's listed as a catcher. He's going to bat right now for Coach Eastep. Right-handed batter. Bases loaded. Two out. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Suppinger. Outside edge. Called strike. Suppinger, he's dialing in right now. He's finding that outside edge with that submarine pitch. That's not an easy pitch to throw. I heard he's working on that all winter. Here comes the pitch. Just inside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Just set back to the box. It's number 7, Mark Hamby, pinch hitter. Here's the pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. Count goes 1-2. Mark Hamby on the season. He's played in 4 games. This is number 5. 11 plate appearances. 7 at-bats, he's batting .286 on base, .545. Here comes the pitch, the 1-2. He'll foul one back, out of play. Pretty good stroke right there, right on time. Mark Hamby, he scored a run this season. He's got 2 hits. He's got a double. He's got 1 RBI. He has walked twice, and he's struck out 4 times. Here's a pitch. He's going to take a drive to right field. Going to back up Tyler Fox. Going to be over his head. Going to hit the warning track. Go up against the fence right there. Coming in to score. 2 runs, and he'll clear the bases with a triple. Clear the bases. Wins to score. 16, Jasper Owens. 6, Ryan Kastetter. And then going to send Sam Woodward to the plate. So a triple off the bench for the bullpen catcher, Mark Hamby, junior class member. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to walk out, going to talk with his infield. 3 runs in here in the top of the sixth. It's an 8-2 ball game. Trailblazers in front. We'll also mention this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So Evan Jeanhart walks over from the shortstop position. He gets the ball handed to him. He'll get some warm-up tosses right now on the infield. Ryan Schumer going to warm him up. We'll also mention FTC Sales, FTCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FTCSales.com in the Weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for over 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana. First pitch from Jeanhart. Two outs. First pitch in there, ball one. In the batter's box, that's number 18, Sam Woodward. Here comes a 1-0 pitch from the windup. Evan Jeanhart, swing and a miss. Right-handed hurler, Evan Jeanhart, strong arm. He plays shortstop. Usually the shortstop has a strong arm. Usually they can pitch. Evan Jeanhart is one of them. Here's the pitch. Take a drive to left field. Jackson King going to back up. Going to catch it near the warning track. Nope. Catch wouldn't be made. It's over his head. Going to bounce off the middle of the warning track up against the board fence right there. And it's going to be a double off the bat of Sam Woodward. And in to score from third base is number 7, Mark Hamby. So a run in, 4 runs in here in the top of the 6th. Runner at second base, stepping in, number 3, Owen Stellhouse. Pitch comes in, low and away. Number 3, Owen Stellhouse, plays third base. He's the 6th hitter for the Trailblazers, working from the stretch. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball in the middle. He'll be fielded by the shortstop. He'll go across the diamond, and he'll get the put out. Just did. Stellhouse has some wheels. Well played right there. Nice shortstop. And I believe that was Gutwein. Don't quote me. I believe it was Hudson Gutwein moved over to shortstop. So the Knights are the bat in the bottom of the 6th. Trailblazers come up with 4 runs in the top half. At the moment, it's a 9-2 ball game. Knights going to bat in the bottom of the 6th inning right here. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. Right there over State Road 19, and that's at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. At Dean's Auto Parts, that's Joe Dean. What a nice guy. He's right there in Cicero. Check him out. Give him a call. If you need a parts, they'll find it for you. What a nice store he has right there in Cicero. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. Right-handed batter. Bottom of the 6th. bullpen activity down the left field line for University. Timeout called. Even in his windup. That's questionable right there. Time was called. Jake Hooker, you don't waste a lot of time. But anyway, so he'll step back in. Hudson Gutwein, first pitch to Gutwein. Outside edge, strike called. Fastball. Hudson Gutwein, step back in. Right-handed batter. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Hooker. Breaking pitch. A bit of a slider. Right across the dish. Outside half. Count goes 0-2. Hudson Gutwein to step back in. Next pitch. High and tight. Had to get out of the way. Gutwein did homer. He did a home run. His first of his career in game one today versus Frankfurt. Next pitch comes in way outside. Getting a glove on it is Padrone. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Hooker. You know, foul one back, out of play. Hudson Gutwein got the sweet spot on that aluminum bat versus Frankfurt. Bounced off the top of the fence and went on over. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Checked his swing. Count goes full at 3-2. 3-2 count. Nobody out. First batter, bottom of the sixth for the Knights. Base hitter can be right back as a pitcher. He's going to put a low glove on it, and he'll make the stop before it hits the grass. And what a shot off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. That had base hit up the middle written all over it. Stepping into bat once again, the one hitter for the Knights, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, second baseman. Going to step in, working in 8 games, 31 plate appearances, 26 official at-bats, outside ball 1, Owen Munn, batting 423 from that right-handed batter's box. Here comes the wind and delivery. Above the zone, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. You're going to step back in. You got 11 hits. You got 9 singles, 2 doubles. Pitch comes in, outside edge. Takes the pitch, it's a strike. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's got 11 runs scored this year. Up the middle, he caught there on the one hop at shortstop. Play at first base, couldn't be handled. The throw was in the dirt. It goes back to the foul fence. Picked up there by the catcher. Backing up the play. Sometimes you take for granted that catcher is not going to be there, or that he is. That was well played by Padrone backing up the throw. Owen Munn goes on to second base, but he did not get any further. So, didn't check the scoreboard. It's going to be a reach on air with the throw from shortstop Jimmy Caldwell. Stepping in, Evan Deanhart. Runner aboard, second base. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the first pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in, Evan Deanhart. Peering in, looking at signal. Jake Hooker. Check second base down the set. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. The drone. He'll pick it back up. Thought it might have got behind him. It did not. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Owen Munn at second base. Evan Deanhart, right-handed batter's box. Outside of ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Evan Deanhart likely has the tape sign. We'll find out. Check second base, here's the pitch. Tape sign all the way. Pitch comes in there, strike. Right down Meridian. Fastball. Count goes 3-1. Out of a set, check second base. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Outside edge. Going to call a strike. Not a bad call. Count goes 3-2. Evan Deanhart. Jake Hooker. 3-2 pitch. going to be a drive, going to get the right field, base hit, past the first baseman. Puts it in, I should say. First baseman now is Jake Hooker. Doing the pitching for University is number 11, Seth Hogue. Seth Hogue, 6'1", 203. Jake Hooker, 6'2", 190. Without looking at the number, they look similar from this far away. So one out. Safe at first base is Evan Dehart. At third base is Owen Munn. T.J. Bell steps in. First pitch. Pretty far outside. That 40-inch bat. I don't think they make a 40-inch bat. But a couple of times, maybe three times in this game, might be happy if they did. Up the middle. Going to be gloved right there by the pitcher. They'll throw a double play back to first base. And I'm making a good play at the pitcher's mound is number 11, Seth Hogue. He throws over to first base, Jake Hooker. And they get out of the inning in a hurry. So the Knights leave one aboard. They get their inning broken up on a double play. We'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Coach Bordenay going to hand that baseball to the pitcher of record. He's going to become, we'll find out. It's going to be Evan Dehart to pitch in the seventh. So we'll work from there. And then we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's out there on Highway 31. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And also, Titus Bakery and Deli. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli. They're Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along State Road, I should say U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street, not far from the Tipton County line. Stepping in, Evan Dehart working from the windup. First pitch, bottom of the seventh inning, going to float right side. It's going to be playable, not quite playable. T.J. Bell, a long way to run. In the batter's box for University is number 5, the seven hitter, Cooper Burnett. Cooper Burnett has had a good offensive game today. Right-handed batter's box. Evan Dehart. Look at singles. Here comes the wind. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Even Cooper Burnett curious about that call. Here comes the wind and the delivery from Dehart. Pretty near the same spot. Ryan Schumer was ready to throw to first base. 1-2 count. Here comes the wind and the delivery to Burnett. Ground ball in the infield. Shortstop picked a high hop. Wasn't ready for that high hop. That's probably going to go in the book as a hit. Are they going to call an E? E6? I don't think so. Can't call an E6 on a high hop like that. Mikey Stapleton at shortstop. I think they ought to change their mind. The runner at first base. Now batting number 6, Ryan Castetter. Ryan Castetter, second baseman, steps in, batting righty. Nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch from Dehart. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Evan Dehart peering in, working out of the stretch. Runner at first base. Cooper Burnett, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Cooper Burnett, if that goes in the book as a hit, he's got three hits on the day. One ball, one strike. Checks first base out of the stretch. Out of set. Dinghart's pitch. Right across the outside edge. Strike called. One ball, two strikes. Peering in looking at signals. Evan Dinghart. Checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set is the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in. Left-handed batter, number 16, Jasper Owens. Jasper Owens, left-handed batter's box. Burnett at first base, one out. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Dinghart. They'll foul one back, out of play. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. One out. Working from the stretch. Checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. A little bit of a chase pitch. Nothing doing for Jasper Owens. Count goes 1-1. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Checks first. Now the set. Here comes a 1-1. Backdoor curveball. Fouled out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Runner at first base for the Trailblazers is Cooper Burnett. Checks the base out of the stretch. Now the set for Dinghart. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter. Looks out of the stretch. Dinghart in the set. Here comes the 2-2. Foul back to the screen. He'll stay in the box again with a 2-2 count. Number 16, the 9-hitter for University. Step back in. 2-2 count. Working from the stretch, now the set. There comes a pitch from Dinghart. Backdoor curveball. He's going to float one over shortstop in the grass out there in the left field. Picked up by Jackson Kane, a base hit. Off the bat of Jasper Owens. And Jasper Owens has a quality at bat. Runners at first and second base. Next batter for University going to be number 20, Jake Hooker. Jake Hooker was the pitcher of record. He gave way now doing the pitching. It's number 11, Seth Hogue. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a drive to the left field. It's going to be a foul ball. Foul ball clears the home run fence. A lady out there going to warm up, trying to stretch out. She's going to jog. Maybe she'll pick up that baseball for him. So a stroke right there. That was a rocket. Looked about like Mark McGwire's 62nd home run a few years back. But his was fair. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch. Outside, cut the outside edge. Strike called. Count goes 0-2. Best way to go, a guy hits a home run foul, and then you set him down. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one up. Jackson Kane's going to give it a look. He's going to stand at the warning track and make the catch. Is up against the wall, couldn't make the catch. Rounding third base, coming in to score. No slide, he'll touch the bat, he'll touch the home plate. That's number 5, Cooper Burnett. Pretty good stroke there to the left field. It had a lot of air under it. Didn't get out of here. It was one hop defense. Right there at the warning track, he's going to end up at first base. A long stroke like that, he ends up at first base. Working from the stretch, Evan Dinghart. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Two batter for University is number 14, Jimmy Caldwell. Shortstop position, right-handed batter. Two aboard. Here comes the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. That's what I thought. It's 0-2. 0-2, one out. First and second base. It's out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Dinghart. Outside of ball. Now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. They're working it back in right there. Runners at first and second base. Here's the pitch. They're calling out. Breaking pitch. They'll say it got the outside edge before it broke away. He's going to set down with two outs. Next batter is going to step in, three hitter, number 11, Seth Hoag. Seth Hoag, pitcher of record. Here comes the first pitch from Dean Hart. High, they call it a strike. They call that a strike. Right there, top of the zone, or a bit higher. So, 0-1 count to Hoag. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Trailblazers have two aboard, first and second base. Two out. Here in the top of the seventh inning. One run in. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Let that go by. Call it a ball. Two balls, one strike. Here comes a set for Deanhart. Here's the pitch. They call that a strike. Low and away. 2-2. Reminds me of a John Kruk story. Working from the stretch. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2, two outs. Runners on first and second base. They'll be on their horses. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. They're going to pick him off. They're going to get him at third base. They're going to think it's a balk. It's not. Deanhart stepped back off the rubber. When he did that, he became an infielder, and then he could throw directly to the base that the runner was going to. So, they were leaving early on the 3-2 count, and Deanhart was right there to make the play. So the Knights going to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. Will mention, score is 9-3 on the scoreboard. And Knights going to bat. They're going out to do the pitching once again as number 11, Seth Hoag. Seth Hoag going to go out and get some warm-up tosses. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agents, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear, Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Stepping into bat for the Knights, bottom of the seventh, Ryan Schumer. First pitch from Hoag, away, and a little bit tall, ball one. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wide. Going to be a drive to the left field. Going to go the other way with it. Going to back up the left fielder. Going to carry, and he'll make the catch just in front of the warning track, Cooper Burnett. Offensive game and a defensive game. Stepping in the bat for the Knights. It's going to be number 11. He's a freshman. It's Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, he's 5'9", 145. Listed as a pitcher and an infielder. He's going to report right there to the home plate umpire. He'll put the notes in his miniature stenographer's pad and put it back in his pocket. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Peering in, looking at signals. Seth Hoag, first pitch to Stapleton. Outside and low, ball one. Mikey Stapleton, his first at-bat on the season at the varsity level. Here comes the second pitch from Hogue. Good cut, right on time. We get foul ball. He'll pull that to the third base dugout. Right-handed batter, freshman number 11, Mikey Stapleton. He's playing the shortstop position. Here comes the pitch. A bit tall, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the line. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Might have to count wrong. It might be now. It's 2-1, I do believe. Two balls, one strike. Mikey Stapleton, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Seth Hogue, here's the pitch. They take a drive to left field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Mikey Stapleton, one time at the plate thus far. Probably going to earn him a second trip eventually. Mikey Stapleton safe at first with a base hit to left field. Drops in front of Cooper Burnett. So stepping into bat, we're going to see number 3, Jackson Kane. One out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. One aboard. That's Mikey Stapleton. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Hogue. Good block there by catcher Gustavo Padron. Step back in. Might not be Padron. We'll have to double check. Here comes the pitch. Right down the outside half, called strike. One ball, one strike. One out. Jackson Kane doing the batting. Here comes the pitch. Outside, short hop. Kept it in front of him. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane, left-handed batter's box. Right-handed batter's box. Mikey Stapleton at first base. Ground ball on the infield. Going to be fielded by the third baseman. They won't get the out at second base. Couldn't make the catch. They are going to get the out. They're going to say he was off the bag and then back on. And Coach Bourdain is going to let that play just go away. So he was safe at second. Must have came off with the foot. I'm not sure. But getting back on the base, at second base is Ryan Cassetter. There are two outs. Mikey Stapleton back to the dugout after a good base hit. So two outs in the inning. Stepping in the bat, we're going to see Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to bat for the fourth time this season. Caden Minnick off the bench. Left-handed batter. Got to mention again last year. Quality outfielder. What a contributor for the Knights. Winning the state title a year ago in Class 1A. Working from the stretch. Seth Hogue, here comes the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Slow roller. Picked up by the shortstop, he'll step on second base. And that will complete the ball game. Final score, Trailblazers. University Trailblazers 10, Central Catholic Knights. I believe 3, but we're going to bow out of here. We'll mention University Trailblazers, next game on their agenda. They'll play Monday, the 17th, 5:30 p.m. It'll be University Trailblazers. They'll travel to Western Boone to battle with the Stars. Lafayette Central Catholic, their next game is going to happen on Tuesday the 18th. It'll be a 5:30 start right here at Central Catholic, Gordon Lemming Field, and West Lafayette Red Devils will be here. And they'll have a conference game in the West Division. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we thank you for tuning in on this nice Saturday. Three ball games right here at Gordon Lemming Field. And what a nice day to play. And then we hope the weather will hold up for next week. We hear it's going to be in the 50s. So thanks for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. We're post-game. We're talking to Coach Bourdain. Talked to Coach Bourdain and the athletic director, Bourdain. And I say, well, Coach, you had a good first game versus Frankfurt.
Yeah, I thought our kids played probably our best game of the year against Frankfurt. You know, I thought we did everything well. Bryn fished by far his best ball game of the year. And and our hitters really were aggressive and had some big hits. And defensively, we made all the plays. So I was real happy with the way we played in game one.
And your guys had the long ball, and they really didn't need the wind to help them.
Yeah, you know, we've got some guys that have some pop, and when they get their pitch, they can drive the ball. And I thought Hudson Gutwein really had an outstanding game all around at the plate and defensively. Made some nice plays at third. So if we can get production out of him down the bottom of our lineup, it makes our offense just really, really tough.
All right, that Grant Campbell wanted to talk to us, but hey, I got to mention him. You're saving Mazur. Next week, you got West Lafayette. That's something you're looking at.
Yeah, you know, one of our main goals is to win the conference, and we got to take care of business in the conference. And it would have been nice to have him pitch against University today, but that's not really one of our goals. One of our goals is to win the conference, and he'll be ready to go on Tuesday.
Mother Nature was shining on you today. I found out next week might be different.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. You know, this is the kind of weather baseball is meant to be played in. I thought it was a great day. You know, I thought all three teams got better today.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach, and we'll talk to you Tuesday.
Okay, thanks.